Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a really cold night here in Auckland. Temperatures this morning was about 5 degrees. Feels like that at the moment outside, but certainly warm in here in the studio tonight. Saturday night, you're listening to us on Plains FM in Christchurch. Sunday afternoon on Access Radio Wellington, Access Radio and Kapiti Coast. And greetings to people listening online on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and I'll be with you here for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland and good music and news of a few things happening here in New Zealand. And great feedback to the programme last week, where we had an interview with the Minister for Innovation, Trade and Enterprise, Heather Humphreys, who was down here for the week and now safely back in Ireland. And we also had another minister, the Minister for the Diaspora, Galway man Kieran Cannon, here at the weekend as well. I know members of the Irish Society in Wellington met up with him on Saturday night as you closed the Irish Society club rooms down there for the last time. Well, it was a sad occasion at the weekend because Phil Lynott, his mum Philomena, passed away, and she was laid to rest on Monday. And we start off the programme tonight with a song dedicated to her. She's never, what do you call it, forgotten her son. Phil, who was a great singer, the lead singer with the band Thin Lizzy, died so young. He was only about 34 when he died back in 1986. So here he is singing Whiskey in the Jar, one of the first songs I remember hearing this on Radio Luxembourg.
Thank you. figure seven. Ring, dumma, dumma, da. Wake for my daddy, oh. Wake for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar. And some men like a violin, and some men like to hear a cannonball rolling. But me, I like sleeping, especially in my mileage chamber. But here I am in prison, here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. But your ring, dumma-dumma-da.
Yes, well, that's the late Thin Lizzy there. We played that song in memory of his mum, Philomena, who passed away at the weekend, was laid to rest on Monday. And that song called Whiskey in the Jar, and probably one of the first songs that I heard on radio that was coming through Radio Luxembourg before RTE had started its pop station RT2. We used to have a radio and you'd pick up Radio Luxembourg, and I remember that song. Was one of the song's first memories of listening to a rock song, the great Phil Lynott. You've tuned in, you're welcome to Ireland Calling, brought to you the support of the Hugh Green Group. And over the last few weeks I've mentioned about a murder trial. This was pretty horrific. A 13-year-old girl was murdered in May last year. Her name was Anna Kriegel. She was originally from Russia, adopted when she was 2.5 by a French dad and a Dublin mum, and they lived out in Lucan. And she disappeared in mid-May 2018. And 3 days later, her body was found in an old disused house. And a few days later, two young boys, aged 13 at the time, were arrested and questioned and subsequently charged with her murder. And the trial has been running in the criminal court in Dublin for the last 7 weeks. And the jury handed down the verdicts yesterday, and identities of both boys, who are still 14, has not been revealed and probably won't be because they're minors. Both were found guilty in emotional scenes in the courtroom afterwards, where the parents of boy, well, the dad of boy B, who maintained he didn't have anything to do with her murder, even though he called the house to invite Anna to go to a park to meet this boy A, who she fancied, and obviously stayed around and seen some of the activities that took place, which were horrific, that led to her murder. But both boys charged now with murder, the youngest people in the history of the Irish state to be charged in relation to a murder. So headline of the Irish Examiner today says, she will stay in our hearts forever loved. Irish Independent, it runs with just a huge picture of Anna. Anna, forever loved, forever cherished. Irish Times, it leads with, she will stay in our hearts forever loved and forever cherished. And finally, the Irish Daily Mail, they lead with the story that Anna will stay in our hearts. After two boys found guilty of murder, Anna's parents tell of the girl who was our strength. So it's just one of these days, that sad day for Ireland, when you see and read some of the details of what happened to Anna, who was from Siberia in Russia, came to Ireland, had a few issues, but her loving parents said she was overcoming them. And she loved attention. She wasn't great at school, but she loved modelling and all of that type of stuff. And she probably looked older than she was. but they had to go through with the weeks and weeks of the trial, and they got the verdict, I suppose, that everybody expected. And now the boys will be sentenced on about the 14th of July. And unlike anybody senior adult person, they get a mandatory life sentence where juniors are involved. It's a bit different. So the judge has requested lots of different, examinations to take place and reports to be filled before he announces his sentence in a few weeks' time. Righto, we're going to continue on with some more music. And as I said, we started off with Tin Lizzy. We look around here now and see what we'll, come up with next. I've got a list of songs here lined up for tonight, but we'll have to get them up here and get run for you here. I think we'll go with this one, Maura O'Connell, or this is Dolores Keane, Caledonia.
Changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away. I've traveled hard sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, a forest choir. Names have pooled, don't get any higher. They've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken, the kisses flowed, then I will disappear.
Yes, Dolores Cain there, and a lovely song called Caledonia, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, and Wellington and Capity Coast on Sunday evening, and could be any night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. We're always nice to pick up some new listeners. I've got some people that are tuning in tonight for the first time. Hopefully you're enjoying the programme. Well, the number of workers, in fact 10,000 workers, basically orderlies and casual staff and porters, etc., working in the hospital system in Ireland, and over 40 hospitals are due to go on strike tomorrow and cause chaos to the whole medical system in Ireland. And the government are saying there's no more money in the pot to pay these, and the unions are saying the workers were promised you know, to be updated in their pay claims, and they have reneged. So I see that Labour Court is doing its best today to try to avert this strike, which is due to take place tomorrow. And as I said, it will cause chaos because there's so many people that are scheduled to have operations. And, you know, you could be waiting years to go in for a hip operation. You could be due to have it tomorrow. If there's no porters to wheel you down to the theatre, you're not going to have the operation. And you could be waiting for many weeks again to be rescheduled. So hopefully something can be done today, but it's certainly not looking too good at the moment. Weather's not bad in Ireland at the moment. It's certainly not the summer heat wave that it had last year, but it's warm enough, promised for the next few days. The other big story that's dominating the headlines in Ireland is the debate cross-channel to find who's going to be the next leader of the Conservative Party and subsequently the Prime Minister. And it looks like odds on now that Boris Johnson, he's going to, what do you call it, win that title and take over in late July as the next Prime Minister of the UK. And of course, the big issue concerning Ireland, the way that Brexit is going to happen later this year. And he was very pro-Brexit and probably was the reason that the pro-Brexit won the referendum in 2016. So the European Union have said that there's no move for negotiation in the deal that had been signed off with Theresa May, that she couldn't get through Parliament. So it's going to be interesting times ahead. And as Heather Humphreys said to us last week on the programme, and she comes from a border county, the European Union and Ireland are fully behind the European Union in the negotiations over a hard border and this backstop between North and Southern Ireland. So hopefully a deal can be done and that Britain leaves the European Union with a deal later this year at the end of October around Halloween. Righto, this time we're going to have Luke Kelly singing Raglan Road. We'll play this song especially for Jeremy Tendle listening in Takapuna tonight, and a favourite of yours, Jeremy, and hope you like this particular version. Luke Kelly singing the most popular folk song in Ireland, Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and anew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along. Of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I not mountain making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true God of sound and the stone and word and tin to without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Based on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade a memory. And I courted Peggy Dagenham, as pretty as you please, a rogan child of Mary from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times.
made me bitter. The gargles dims me brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the Met have gone, the rile long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey, I no longer stay, and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Yes, indeed, two good songs there for Dubliners. That was Dublin in the Rare Old Times by the Dublin City Ramblers, and before that we had Raglan Road sung by Luke Kelly. And those two songs, favourite songs of Jeremy, first time listener to Ireland Calling tonight. Hopefully you're enjoying the programme, as I hope is everybody else. We've almost half an hour of the programme gone, and when we come back after the next piece of music, I'll run through the sports results. And as a Galway man, it wasn't a good week for Galway sporting fans, because we played Dublin in the last round of the Leinster Hurling Championship, and a win there or a draw would have seen us into the Leinster final. And Kilkenny and Wexford, they were playing down in Wexford Park, and a win or a draw for either of them would see each of them, either of them, get into the Leinster final. They ended up in a draw. Galway got beaten by Dublin. Leinster and Wexford and Kilkenny will play in the Leinster final, and Dublin will go into the playoffs, and Galway are on the way home, losing out on points differential, as all the teams, four teams, ended up on 5 points. So that was a bad Saturday evening. And then it got worse on Sunday. Galway in the Connacht football final against Roscommon were leading it, and certainly looked like playing with the advantage of a win in the second half would go on and win another Connacht title. But alas, Roscommon, who were managed by a former Galway hurler and former Galway hurling manager Anthony Cunningham, he basically must have instilled some great confidence in Roscommon at the half time, and they came out and played the better football in the second half, with Galway only scoring 2 points with the aid of the wind. So Roscommon crowned Connacht champions at Pearse Stadium, and they go into the Super 8s. Galway have to go into the qualifiers, which will they'll know who they'll play after a week's time, when the next round of games take place this weekend. So lots of action happening, and we go through other results and other games after I said this next piece of music. And around here we're going to have this is from the Celtic Woman album a few years ago, called The Parting Glass. Lovely song here.
It was to none but me, and
Song The Parting Glass, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the other story that dominated the news over the last few days has been the story about a young female band garda, or band garda, well, female garda we call them, but in years gone by they were called band garda. And this band garda's name was Magella Moynihan, and her story was told in a documentary on the RTE radio programme on Saturday afternoon, and it was repeated again on Sunday morning or Sunday evening, and I was listening to it. I listen to RT quite a bit when I'm out walking my dog in the morning, and I listen to this story on RTE the early hours of Monday morning, and I thought we were talking about an issue that happened in Ireland in 1954 and not 1984. Magella was a young band garda, and after finishing her training down in Templemore, she'd met a young male garda down there who was training as well, and they started a relationship, and within a short time of being stationed at Store Street in Dublin, she'd been pregnant to this her boyfriend, and of course this was a no-no according to the Gardaí, and she was threatened with being kicked out of the guards, and she was forced to take time off and to go and have the baby, and the baby was put up for immediate adoption, and she was given a really hard time. by all her superiors, and even the Archbishop of Dublin got involved in it as well. So she went on live radio with Sean O'Rourke on Monday morning and told her story in full, and that even added more fuel to the fire. So she's now going to be meeting the current Garda Commissioner, Drew Harrison, the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, in the next day or two, and they're going to apologise to her profoundly for the hurt and sorrow that she was forced that was forced upon her, forced to give up her child, given no support, and her child David, who's now born in 1985, so he's 34, he's living in England. His foster or his adoptive parents moved to England shortly afterwards, and she's started a relationship with them. And lucky enough, she met another nice man later in the 90s and married and has another son herself. But a big part of her life has been taken away, and she basically said she's never stopped thinking about David since the day that he was born down in the regional hospital in Galway, and the treatment she got by all and sundry was terrible. So I see the story is getting more legs as we speak. There was Joe Duffy's programme yesterday. A number of another Garda, female Garda, rang up and said that she worked with Magella, and she said that there was lots of other female Gardaí that were forced to go and take the boat to England to have terminations to save their careers through the 90s. So this will obviously create a lot of debate in Ireland over the next few days. Righto, let's have a look at sports results, the rest of the sports results from the weekend. As I said, a bad weekend for Galway, but, you know, in hurling, we're out of the championship after being in the final last year against Limerick, and Roscommon celebrating, and they will be celebrating until they play their next match by going to Galway Pier Stadium as underdogs and coming away as winners. That's a success. And the other thing about the Dublin team, the Dublin hurling team that had their first victory over Galway in a championship match, it's coached by former Galway manager as well. So two Galway managers inflicting hardship on Galway fans with the hurling and football at the weekend. As I said, the Wexford and Kilkenny, they drew 21 points to 118. And of course, Wexford fans would have loved to have beaten Kilkenny and knocked them out of the Leinster Championship, but they got through, and they'll meet each other again in Croke Park in 2 weeks' time. All-Ireland champions Limerick, they were beaten by Tipperary 122 to 21 points at Simple Stadium, but they'll actually play Tipperary again in the Munster Championship final at Limerick, at the Gaelic Grounds in 2 weeks' time, and Cork go into the playoffs. And All-Ireland qualifiers coming up this weekend. In football, you've got Antrim against Kildare, Derry against Laois, Longford against Tyrone, Westmeath against Limerick, Leitrim against Clare, Monaghan versus Armagh, Down against Mayo, and Offaly against Sligo. And in the Ulster Championship this weekend on Sunday, big game there, Cavan taking on Donegal, and that game is sellout at Clonus. The Munster Senior Football Final is on this weekend as well. Cork, they take on Kerry. That game being played at Cork's Páirc Uí Chaoimh. And that game is on Saturday evening. And don't forget, you can watch all these games in the comfort of your home on a laptop, computer or iPhone by logging on to GAA Go, gaago.ie. And you can subscribe to their package for games. You can either watch one game on its own, you can watch a selection of games, or you can watch the whole shooting gallery, gaago.ie. So if you're a Cavan and Donegal fan, that's where you'll see the games this weekend. And also Dublin are playing Meath in Croke Park on Sunday afternoon in the final. So Dublin against Meath, Dublin heading for five All-Ireland Championships in a row. And as I said, hurling matches to come up. The Munster final is on 30th of June, Sunday week, Tipperary against Limerick. And I think that game definitely is due to take place at the Gaelic Ground. And the Leinster final between Kilkenny and Wexford will be at Croke Park on the same weekend, Sunday the 30th of June. So certainly plenty of action coming up, and obviously great games to look forward to over the next few weeks. Righto, we'll continue with Dermot O'Brien here, former All-Ireland winner with the Carolyn's Concerto. Yes, wonderful sound there of Dermot O'Brien playing the accordion, and that was called Carlin's Concerto. And we got about 15 minutes left now. Irish club members in Auckland, the AGM takes place on Sunday. This is a very important event, so make sure that if you want to nominate somebody for a particular position, you would have got the nominations papers in the post or via email, and you've got to make sure you do that in time. And so get to the club by 12:30 to register for a 1 p.m. sharp meal time or start time. And the patron, Rodney Walsh, who's again offered a patron's shout for all members attending the AGM, great incentive. So there you go, a pint or whatever you're drinking yourself there if you're a paid up financial member of the Auckland Irish Society for the AGM on Sunday. And Friday, this Friday, shortest day of the year in New Zealand, longest day of the year over in Ireland. We've got the Irish Gold Lunch. The popular group Swashbucklers are playing. This popular group have a special trip planned the Gold Club Lunch. You're heading to Swashbucklers. You're planned to in the Viaduct this month, so contact Raven on 027-277-8193. I'm sure if you're going to that, you're already lined up. Righto, we always like to look at the farming sections of the paper, and of course we had the Minister on last week. She was down here leading a trade mission to the field days with 11 Irish companies, and there were some other companies exhibiting down there as well. So huge success, and I know that the Minister was pleased. She did get to meet some senior members of the government in New Zealand as well, including the Prime Minister, and had lunch with her, which was fantastic last week. But looking at the Irish Farm Independent, which I looked through on a Tuesday, it says climate targets won't hold back farm growth like quotas, according to the Minister for Agriculture, Creed. But the government measures call for 10 to 15% cut in emissions from the agricultural sector. So the dairy sector obviously have been increasing cow numbers since the quotas were lifted. There might be a pullback on that now going forward. Good news for pig producers. Pig prices soar as China chases stocks. £35 a head turnaround per pig in the last 2 months as prices surged 35 to 40 cents a kilogram as a result of this African swine fever in China. So the Chinese market, they like their pork up there. They're desperately short of pig meat. And that's good news for Irish pig producers, who I know were really battling. Many of them were just about breaking even over the last few years. There was no money in pigs, so they'll be happy that news is coming through, that there's such demand for their products. Dairy herd growth starting to slow down. Phenomenal rise in numbers, but off by 2022, according to latest figures. So there was an additional 20,000 cows came into the dairy herd this spring, taking the total number to over 1.5 million. The level of herd expansion is well back on previous years. Gardeners, more of a priority for government than farmers, claim IFA. Gardeners and greenkeepers are now a greater priority for policymakers than productive and commercial farmers, the IFA have claimed. Lots of pictures of young and old in the farming section at various shows taking place right throughout the country. And if you're heading over in August, this is always a good one to go to, the Tullamore show, which takes place on Sunday, 11th of August. It's a huge event. It's a bit like field days, but it's a one-day event, and it takes place obviously in Tullamore in County Offaly. The Kerry Co-op shareholder redemption scheme may be introduced even if it's not approved by the shareholders at a special general meeting tomorrow. So if you're a shareholder there, most of the shares held by farmers, the share price have done, the Kerry Group has done very well since it floated. Shares are up close to, I think, 80, maybe even 90 euro at the moment. So certainly good news for those people that have shares in the Kerry Group. Milk and robots can teach Kerry Co-op a thing or two about moving with the times. There you go, there's an article there. And there's also the radical actions aiming to slash farm emissions. So the government's climate action plan sets out 35 actions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from farming, so including slurry management there. There's a whole range of different things. So and then there's a new plan on helping farmers who want to retire and pass their farms on to their children. So It's called a fair deal. So it outworks a new plan that delivers a truly fair deal to farm families. So the proposals finally allay fears that farms will have to be sold off to meet the fair deal nursing care costs. So Minister Daly, who we spoke to here last year, he was the man that was leading that. So that's obviously good news. So what do you do? It says here, when a payment falls due or you're transferring or leasing the farm. So there's all different scenarios there. US beef feedlots are an eye-opener for Irish observers, and certainly, like New Zealand, most, pretty much all Irish livestock are out and they're grass-fed through the summer. But there's a picture here of a feedlot in America, and certainly not a good look just in dry land. And finally, a nice picture of a sheep, Molly the sheep, at the Cork Summer Show, which was in Corraheen last weekend. And it says, this year's summer is shaping up ominously like the washout of 2012. So I was hoping for the usual leave insert weather so I could make mountains of silage and haylage, but I expect the exam results will be better this year, as most students will have remained inside, as there was no temptation to leg it outside given the weather we're in having. And this is an article written by John Fagan, who's a farmer at Gartlandstown, or Gartlandstown in County Westmeath. So certainly they'll be delighted with the bit of fine weather that's come over the last few days. All right, we'll move on with another bit of music and Christy Moore, Bright Blue Rose. Beautiful song.
I skimmed across black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am with the alchemist's stone. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Bright blue rose, all those 2,000 years leaves and still it goes to ponder his debt and his life eternally.
Yes, the great song there of Christy Moore and a great song called Bright Blue Rose, almost taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Now I see here where St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, it's in a state of disrepair. There's a new roof with 12,000 and almost 800 slates needed in a 9 million St. Patrick's Cathedral renovation. And the Dean William Morton, said that the recent fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris certainly sharpened the focus for them in making sure that everything is up to date with the cathedral. And I see there was a few ads in the papers when Bill Clinton was here, Bill Clinton, there was a nice portrait unveiled of him by an Irish artist yesterday in New York at an Irish American function, which he was very beautiful picture of. Poignant mood, but when Trump was in Ireland 2 weeks ago, there was a number of ads in the paper saying we should build nice tall buildings like Trump has built in other parts of the world. And a leading developer, Johnny Roan, had a few ads in looking for planning permission to build buildings higher than 8 or 9 stories in Dublin. So I see here that a building height of 25 stories is proposed for the Grand Canal Dock area, North Lots. So whether or not the council will approve that, but it's probably one way of dealing with the shortage of affordable housing and housing in inner city Dublin if they start going up, because there isn't the land there. But that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's locally here or around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. And we'll leave you tonight we'll go with a bit of traditional music here again. Hennessy's Reel. Good night, goodbye and God bless.